This is the Grillin' Guys on 107.3 WBBL-FM.
That's bad to the beef brisket right there.
On a stick, baby.
Hey, I got a little quote on Facebook I posted. You might want to hit us on Facebook and then you can read it. But basically, over 5,000 years ago, Moses said to Israel, pick up your shovels, mount your asses and camels, and I'll lead you to the promised land. When welfare was introduced, Roosevelt said, lay down your shovels, sit on your asses, and light up a camel. This is the promised land. Today, the government has stolen your shovel, taxed your asses, raised the price of camels, and mortgaged the promised land to China.
Well, there you have the little editorial comment from Barbecue Bob himself. But truer words have not been spoken. So, you know what? It's one of those things that this is the world we live in. We send these guys to Washington. This is not a political show at all, but we send these guys to Washington to represent us. And as far as I'm concerned, they're doing a less than average job. But you know what? We're not going to get off on that tangent. But found that out there on Bob's post on Facebook, and I thought I'd share it with you. But on a much lighter note, our friends at the All Hell Barbecue Team, they're one of West Michigan local barbecue team, had a milestone this week, and I just wanted to mention they went down to New Palestine, Indiana, and competed in a Kansas City barbecue competition and came away with their first ever first place win with their pork and their chicken, and it catapulted them into the reserve grand champion of a KCBS event. So just wanted to give a shout out to our friends there because I know they're out there working it. And two years ago, they were not a grill team. So you all can do this.
Good job. Right now on the line, we've got Don Erickson. Good morning, Don.
Morning. How are you?
Hey, good to talk to you. Dave Scheidel has hooked us up, and we're going to come up there to the Bowtie in Sparta. Tell us what's going on up there on August 27th.
August 27th, we're having the 14th annual MS Motorcycle Run. It's to benefit MS. It starts at 10 a.m. with a breakfast at the Bowtie in Sparta, Michigan, put on by Mary.
Do you have a couple extra bikes? Because Jop and I really love riding, but we don't have the extra 20 grand for hogs.
No, I don't have any extra. You might be able to hitch a ride with some of the cute
girls. Oh, ride bitch.
Alone.
Yeah, that's good. No, not going to happen.
But it is the other thing there is it's you see some beautiful bikes, really old stuff that, you know, Indians as well as Harleys. And what we do at the end when everybody comes back is we grill up 500 pounds of chicken, and I would like to plug our cooks Larry and Gary, who do all this in a fine fashion and put on a wonderful spread, as well as everybody who donates all the food and the prizes and the gifts.
How many bikes you got in this thing if you're cooking 500 pounds of chicken?
On a good day, it's 400 bikes usually, and we just pack it up, and usually we're pretty good at figuring out the...
So if somebody's listening out there, Don, and they want to ride in this event and help you raise some money, because the main thing is you've got a really good cause here. We want to help you raise some money for MS.
Great. We have an events page on Facebook, 14th Annual MS Motorcycle Run. Plug that in, and that should be able to come up.
Excellent. We're going to put a marker on our Facebook page as well. But we're going to broadcast live from out there. And if you're listening out there and you have a grill, chances are you might have a bike sitting in the garage, too. So buzz up August 27th. What do they have to do to register?
Registration starts at 10 o'clock. Or is that right, Kim? Yeah, I think so. And it's $15 per person, $25 per couple. Those donations go directly to MS Society, and that includes dinner. We pay all the expenses for this event. 100% of your money goes directly to the cause.
And that's at the Bowtie.
And
the Bowtie is a legend.
10 mile in Sparta.
That's a legendary, that's a landmark, actually.
It is a landmark. And Mary, again, she puts on the breakfast for free. And my wife, Kim, she's a real trooper in this, too.
Tell us, how long has that Bowtie been around?
Probably since they had horse-drawn carriages, I think. It used to be an old depot of sorts.
Prohibition days, but that's good.
But it's wonderful. You know, sometimes the Sparta Fire Department comes out and lifts people up in the bucket. It's a wonderful event, and I hope to see you guys there. And we'll promote this thing and raise it. We're coming up on 100,000. We need 7,000 more to get to 100,000.
Great. Well, that's August 27th. The Grillin' Guys will be broadcasting live from the Bowtie Bar. That's on 10 Mile and Old Alpine. And bring out your motorcycle. Bring out your wallet. Let's go have some chicken, and let's throw down a beer and have some fun at the Bowtie with these good folks running the 14th Annual Motorcycle Run. Thanks so much, Don Erickson, for calling in. All right. Oh, that's cool.
Bob, you just put that together. That's going to be a lot of fun. The Grillin' Guys out there throwing down a little bit of chicken, man. 500 pounds of chicken. You don't know how much chicken that is.
I love grilled chicken, but, you know, I'm getting a new liner put in my pool.
Yeah?
Dave Scheidel put my pool in 13 years ago, and this is part of his deal.
Cool. Cool. Well, hey, if you're grilling 500 pounds of chicken, that's something that probably none of us do, but something that most of us do is grill maybe 5 pounds of chicken out on the back deck. And sometimes, you know, Bob and I are lucky. We talk to a lot of people about grilling. We both have a passion for it, and we hope you do too. Create that grill envy in your backyard. But we oftentimes hear the consistent things that people are having problems with. And so we've compiled a small list of what I would call classic grilling mistakes that we hear over and over. These are things that probably most of you don't do, but if you do, we're going to give you a few tips. First and foremost, I think is the most consistent one we hear is overcooking. People say, well, my meat turned out tough, my meat turned out dry, it just didn't turn out flavorful. Bob, what do you think about that? What are just one or two tips about not overcooking?
True dat.
Right.
Overcooking, big problem, especially with your denser meats. Ribs, it's a big sin with ribs. People will put the sauce on way too early and then char it. And the biggest problem is that I see out there is chicken, because people are afraid of chicken, so they'll overcook it to make sure that they're not going to poison anybody, and they've dried the meat out. Chicken breast, that's a big sin.
Might be a great place for that eye grill that you talked about.
Perfect
is to put a temperature probe in there. What do you want to cook your chicken to make sure that it's not getting you sick, Bob? What temperature?
I'd go to at least 165.
That's right. And folks, here's the deal. Cook it slower. Don't be in a rush with your chicken, because if you put too much heat on it, it's going to dry it out to get that temperature in there. If you put a half-hour cook on a piece of chicken thigh or a leg quarter, that's going to work out great. Don't try to cook it in 10 minutes.
Another problem is undercooking, and chicken, again, is the culprit there again. If you're trying to make a chicken, one of the things you have to come to face is the fact that there's white meat and dark meat. They cook at different rates. You're really better just hacking that baby into pieces. If you don't have a way to do it indirectly, slow, like a beer can or something like that, just cut the thing up, okay? Because the thighs are going to go at a different rate than the breasts.
Right.
And they're, because of all that bone and everything, it's really tough to get all the blood and everything out of that thing. So,
you know, one of the other things that I like to do is make sure the grill's clean, because that you don't want last week's crumbled flavors on this week's. Just brush it off and make it good. But you know what? We're going to go to a little session of Man Law right now.
Now you're a man! A man, man, man! Now you're a man! A manny, manny, man! A man, man, man! You are now a man! You're a man! Now you're a man!
Okay, man law number 31, never hesitate to reach for the last beverage or pizza, but not both.
You know, we talked to...
it's just mean.
It is mean. We talked to Brad DeBilder earlier in the show, and I was at his beach bar last night, and we had pizzas and beer, and I almost saw somebody do this, and I stopped him. Just like, hey, you can't do that, one or the other, not both. So I went and got him another beer. So...
Okay, you and Scooby.
Right.
we're going to have our closing song here. I wanted to play this guy because his name is Barbecue Bob and the Spare Ribs. And he was around like in the 20s and 30s. And when somebody gave me this name, Barbecue Bob, I started looking at patents and copyrights and all this stuff. and I found this guy, and he's pretty cool, but I've really gotten to love his music. So we're going to close with Barbecue Bob and the Spare Ribs, and this song is called Monkey and Baboon, which, boy, that rings a bell here in the studio.
That's great. Hey, we're the Grilling Guys each and every Saturday morning on 107.3 WBBL. We wrapped up another show. Get out there, fire up your grill, create a little grill envy in your backyard. Enjoy your day. We'll talk to you next week.
Monkey in the baboon, playing in the grass. Monkey doing the baboon, you play too fast. He grabbed a stick, hit him cross head. Now the little monkey is sick in bed. Monkey doo-doo-doo, monkey doo-doo-doo. Try to make monkey out of me, I'll make a baboon out of you. Monkey and the baboon, shooting crooked dice. Monkey threw the 7 and 11 twice. Baboon grab a switch.
The Grillin' Guys on 107.3 WBBL-FM.